Getting split ready.
For my wife, God rest her soul.
Oh God, I'm so sorry.
No, she's not dead. We're just divorced.
Unscripted and honest discussions on divorce and separation.
Getting split ready.
What was I supposed to tell him? I divorced you from Shane?
Here's your hosts, Doug Katz and Mariah Pleasant.
Welcome to Getting Split Ready. Doug Katz and Mariah Carey Pleasant. And today, we're going to do a little bit of a different show, a little bit of a different subject. We are going to get interviewed by our producer, Ernie Skatton, talking a little bit about divorce planning. And over to you, Ernie. Or should we do our bios? Should we say who we are?
I don't think we ever get a chance. Don't worry about it. And I just want to say first, thank you both for allowing me to moderate, I guess you want to call this, or at least kind of drive
this. You got a great voice,
bus.
Man. You bring class to the show.
I'm a behind-the-scenes guy. I always have been. So I'm the guy that does the voice and all that stuff.
We'll see if it's moderate or roast. We'll see what happens here.
It may be good. So Doug is a West Point grad and military vet, as I am. 19 years lending experience. 19 years is a long time, buddy.
It is.
And is now a certified divorce mortgage professional?
Lending professional from the Divorce Lending Association.
That's really long. Can we come up with like an acronym or something?
CDLP, baby.
There you go.
Acronyms for everything.
That seems like it's so much better. It's like, hey, what are you, certified divorce? Like, that's a mouthful.
And we're even making some up for our business.
Well, that's good. And then Mariah Pleasant, although Mariah Carey Pleasant, correct?
Correct. Carey was my maiden name for a long time.
Did you have fun growing up?
I did.
Can you hit that high G that she hits?
Absolutely not.
Come on, try and break the glass.
No. I can't even hit a normal note. I can't sing for anything.
So do you still go by Mariah Carey, or is it now just Pleasant?
So in my family, the women take their maiden name as their middle name, so it's Mariah Carey Pleasant.
That's very nice. My mother is a maiden middle name person, Diana Gonzalez Skatton.
Yep.
And Mariah is a certified financial planner. I need help there. Please help me. 14 years of experience in the financial industry. Really need help. And she is also a certified divorce financial analyst, a registered mediator. I could actually use, not the divorce side. My wife and I are extremely happy, but not all the time. But you know what I'm saying? I could use the financial side. Are you a financial neutral? What does that mean? Financial neutral for collaborative divorce?
So in collaborative divorce, the couple often hires a financial person to come in and help them make sense of their finances, not on either side, but just to really help them make sense of what they have, what different divisions of assets can look like, what they may look like going forward.
So do you have to be in the middle? Like, do you get in the middle? Like, I want that money. Is that
Switzerland?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of stupid.
Well, and actually, what's interesting is you can't take the assets afterward.
Correct.
Like, you can't take them under management the way a normal financial professional would. You have to act as a neutral, stay neutral, and be neutral.
Correct. I wear a lot of hats. So as a financial neutral, I don't ever engage with them after the divorce process so that there's no skin in the game for me to try and get one person certain assets or
I guess you could just say, this is it. I'm done. I'm out.
Correct.
And you're done. Well, that's good. So tell me, what is a pre-divorce divorce plan? Like, what does that entail?
I'll take it.
Go ahead.
All right. So again, you talked about my military experience, right? And Mariah was actually the one who got me in the divorce business. When I left a particular job, she got me in the divorce business. I looked at it through the lens of the military. And I said, the military's got this planning process they use anywhere in the world. It doesn't matter if you're in the desert. It doesn't matter if you're in the jungle. It doesn't matter where you are. You follow the same planning process, and you can execute a military operation anywhere in the world. And I looked at it, and I said, God, you know, divorce is kind of the same way, right? There's an objective. There's things you're working through. You're trying to, at the end, emerge a certain way. But there are certain things that you need to do.
So is there a winner or a loser in this? I mean, is that what you go for, a winner
or a loser?
No,
not necessarily. It isn't about taking a hill, but it is about achieving certain objectives of getting a new start, being financially stable, all of that. And a lot of times people jump immediately to what they know from pop culture or what they've seen on TV or what their friends say, and they jump immediately to a lawyer. And there's no doubt
that, to do. I mean,
well, but there's no doubt attorneys are important. You can't get through the legal system without attorneys, but many times they don't think about the core tasks that they need to do.
Well, let me ask, do you have to have an attorney? Could I get divorced without an attorney and be like, if my wife and I were very easy and amicable, could we just say, let's get divorced and that's it?
A large percentage of people do, actually. It's called pro se, to go through a divorce process without an attorney. If you don't have complicated assets, if you don't really have, I mean, you can do it with kids, but you really have to be on the same page on what you want a parenting agreement to look like. Is it possible? Absolutely. Do you still need to do some of the preparation that we're talking about? Yes. So I joked with Doug in the beginning that when people get engaged, you may not know this because you're a guy, but women know this. There's 800 trillion websites that'll show you a checklist of everything you need to do to get married. You have to, 12 months out, you have to order this.
I didn't see
any. 9 months out, you have to do this. At 6 months, you should have done this. You have to have your contract for this. That same kind of planning process can exist for divorce because there are, Doug's very military and, you know, takes the emotion out of it a bit, but there really is the business side of it. You have to have a handle on what your financials look like. You have to have a handle on what you want in terms of parenting. You have to have an idea of what kind of debt you have. People are often surprised by debt that one spouse has or the other one doesn't know about. And those are all important pieces. Gathering that information and figuring out what you want the end to look like before you start the process is critical in having a good path.
So, Doug, do you, real quick, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but do you see people come in and they may be on the right path, and then through your process, do they now get separated and all of a sudden they start sniping and hating each other?
No, I don't think so. I mean, the whole split ready process is exactly that, is being split ready. And, you know, it could be two people within one couple going through, it could be one individual going through, but it makes you go through all the steps. It might be checking a box to say it doesn't apply, but knowing that it doesn't apply is at least addressing that specific issue. So you may or may not have a house, but thinking about, hey, do I have a house that I need to figure out how to disposition the marital house is an important consideration. If you don't have one, then you move on to the next thing, but at least you're checking that box. So when Mariah said it's the business of divorce, we're not about necessarily mental health in kind of our process. We're not about the legal. We don't practice law, but we're about the other things that free up the time and resources to deal with the more complex aspects of it, and that you can come out. You know, we joke sometimes that arguing over $100,000 doesn't make it 130, right? So figuring out what your objectives are in the beginning is figuring out how to end up with as much of that 100,000 as you can after that divorce.
Do you ever get, like, do you have one spouse maybe call you sneakily, like, look, this person needs to go. Like, do you guys have that, or do you deal with stuff like that?
Not through Split Ready. We both have our other hats that we wear, and we probably do more there. But through Split Ready, we say it at the end of our podcast. We really do want you to come through this process with as much of your money in your pocket as possible, as much as your integrity as you had before you entered the process as possible, and maybe even have some humor and some sanity about it. Because especially if you have kids, you have to be able to sit together on the bleachers and cheer on your kids at the game. Because the divorce may end your marriage, it is not ending your family from the kids' point of view.
You still have kids to take care of. You still have kids to see. And, you know, thankfully, like I said, my wife and I are happily, knock on wood, still happily married. And we're getting rid of our kids. I'm almost done and out of the house, so we can maybe now actually
date
enjoy
again.
Each other and date again and do all that good stuff. But we've always said that if anything were to have ever happened, like, I think we would be very amicable about it. We'd be like, look, it's just not really working out anymore. And that's, of course, what I'm saying now. I may get really irritated when it happens and not enjoy that. But is anyone else doing this, what you guys are doing? Is this something that you've come up with that you guys are spearheading, that you're starting?
Not that we've seen. I mean, ultimately, there's a lot of directories out there. There's a lot of resources for people, but it's sort of trying to find specific information if you know what you don't know. And Split Ready is a lot about identifying what you might not know. One of the things that we've seen is that the most efficient way to get through it is to find the best suited, lowest cost option for different things. People go to an attorney right away. And again, we love attorneys. Attorneys do great things for clients, but there are situations where people go to an attorney for something that they might be able to go for to a mortgage banker or a financial professional or insurance professional or a tax professional and figure out what they really need, what their capabilities are at the right level. And by the time they get to the attorney, they really have a good idea of what their objective is, what they want, what their resources are. And the amazing thing is a lot of the attorneys that we're talking to love it because they, contrary to what the belief is out there, most of the attorneys that we talk to, I know attorneys like a four-letter word in a lot of ways, most of the attorneys that we talk to are really invested in a good outcome. And the client short circuits it by not knowing what outcome they actually want. And then they pay top dollar for an attorney to try and figure that out. And the attorney's just executing what the client wants them to do, even if it's wrong. Because that's what they need to do. They're there to represent the client. Where with us, they get to the attorney and they're able to say, here's what I want. And the attorneys really, really love it.
So you guys are kind of shepherds. You're kind of like shepherds. You get them going in the right. You let them know what they need to do, how they need to do it, and push them in that direction and send them to where they need to go.
Education is the core. I think a lot of times people get their information from their sister, their hairdresser.
My cousin's a lawyer.
Their cousin.
He didn't call me back.
Yeah, their cousin's a tax lawyer and, you know, is giving divorce. So getting that information first and foremost, because nobody knows better what is right for their family than themselves. Sure. So they need to chart their course. They need to be in control of the process and then partner with an attorney, partner with a financial expert, partner with a divorce lending expert who can tell them if they can stay in their house or not. And they should know what kind of partners are best suited for them.
Well, and it's interesting. You asked if anyone else is doing it. And what you see is kind of two sides. You see a directory and you'll see education. And one day we were laughing. We're like, people don't want to get good at divorce. So like education, you go to a class and it's like, well, I want to get good at like fixing my motorcycle or doing whatever. I don't want to get good at divorce. I'm looking for somebody to tell me what I need to do to get through it with the best outcomes and get there. And that's really why we founded Split Ready.
So let me ask a question that may, well, do you think you save money for these, for your clients? Well, they'll come to you first instead of going directly to a lawyer who may charge them $150 an hour or something.
$150 would be a bargain.
You see what I'm getting at?
That's the family rate.
Do you think you guys save the money in the long run? Do you think it helps them? Or, you know,
absolutely. The more that they can do themselves, the more that they can prepare themselves, that they're not paying an attorney or even a paralegal for, which is probably the $150 an hour.
You could say I haven't used a lawyer in a while.
Ideally, they'll go through the Split Ready process and they'll have in their possession a plan. Whether that plan is to go pro se, like what you talked about, whether that plan is to both hire lawyers. And then there's in-between things that you can do. There's collaborative law where the lawyers agree to not go to court and to do it in a more peaceful way. There's mediation, which can include lawyers or not, but is a more guided by the couple process where they determine their own outcome. So there's different ways to achieve the end result. And to be clear, we're not advocating divorce. There are steps in our process that kind of gut check people if this is really what they want to do.
Right.
If they're fighting over money, going through the financial module of our process may help them come to some clarity or some enlightenment on where they are. And maybe this is just me being hopeful, they'll find a way to work through that. But if they can't, it shouldn't destroy their finances. It shouldn't destroy their family. They should be able to move through a very difficult part of their life as gracefully as possible.
Do couples come to see you guys, or is it usually one? Well, like, so in a divorced couple, is it the divorced couple that comes to see you, or is it like one or the other and then you involve them?
Well, it's interesting. Ours is mostly a tech play. So really it's them working through a process, through a platform we've created. And then we have the professionals behind that platform to meet their needs. As they're working through, you know, it's kind of a dim sum approach, right? Like it's what you want to order off the menu. So if you don't have a house, you don't need a divorce lending professional. But you probably need someone to talk about life insurance. You probably need a financial advisor. So they come to us kind of after they've worked through. And what we find is by working through the process, they clearly identify who they need. So a couple could work through it and a couple could do it together. It really depends on the dynamic that's going on with that couple at that time. But what we've wanted to create is, again, you know, there's been a lot written about millennials and the whole do-it-yourself movement and people who look at it and feel that they can do everything themselves. And what we help people identify is what they can do themselves, what they may not be able to do themselves, where they need to put their resources to end up the best in the best situation. So we might not even engage them. They might find they can work through our process and never have the need of a professional. We always recommend get certain things proofed out by an attorney so that you're not going to find yourself back in court. But some people might be able to minimize it, and we're actually all for that.
Well, I think what you guys are doing is obviously helping people and enabling them to save a little bit of money, but also get through this process that's got to be really hard on them a little bit easier. So I guess you kind of got to say thank you for that. Again, knock on wood, I'm not going through this process. Hope I never do. I love my wife dearly. But I guess thank you for helping these people with getting through this and for entering this space that a lot of people have not entered or didn't think about entering, you know, or didn't think about helping. Because I know a few people who got divorced. Like, oh, this woman's costing me $1 million. Or I know a woman who just divorced. We're friends with the woman, and he was nuts. And it's just a ton of money. She was always like, I got to go see my lawyer. It's going to cost me $1,000. I got to say, he took me to court today, and it cost me $10,000. Like, it's just nuts.
Yeah, anytime you petition, it's what, about $2,000?
Yeah.
$2,000.
That's crazy. Yeah.
And you may never, hopefully, need services, but you're going to know someone who does.
I will.
And you're going to know someone who is in that first stage of, man, this is where I think we're going.
It's got to be overwhelming when you realize that you're getting a divorce and you're just like, what do I do next? Like, exactly. How do I get through this? What do I do? Where's the money? You've got to have 1,000 things going through your head on what to do with this, what to do with the animals, yeah. What to do yep. with, you know, my son's getting braces. Who pays for that? Who does it? It's just got to be overwhelming.
The holidays, like people trying to figure out.
Yeah,
like,
what do you get? Yeah, see, it's I never crazy. Think about that because I'm happily.
A lot of shows coming up, man. We got a lot of great stuff coming up down the pipe.
It's great. It seems like it. I'm excited that you guys are here doing this. I'm excited to help you.
You make us look good.
Yeah, we're on radio.
We appreciate it.
So it's not hard to make you look good. But and where can they reach you guys? Where can...
You know, as I say at the end of every show, you can find us on Facebook and LinkedIn. You can find us on YouTube. We got a YouTube channel. And then we're on Twitter, and we're on all the major podcast networks. So you can find us when you look for Getting Split Ready. And I always say share, learn. If you don't know someone who's getting divorced, as Mariah said, or if you're not getting divorced, you know someone who is, and this stuff might help. So definitely share the information and give us a listen.
Well, thank you. Thank both of you. Doug Katz, Mariah Carey Pleasant. We very much appreciate you guys doing this podcast and helping out the ones who need the help.